Are the mighty presence, are the great cosmic being known to us as beloved Cyclopeia, thou mighty Elohim. We offer him our love, our gratitude, our blessing, and obedience for eternity. And first of all, we want to thank him for everything that his own heart's flame, his love of his life, has done in us and through us and around us and for us since we left the great central sun. Beloved children of the sacred fire, for which you are in reality, since your heart flame has come from the great central sun, and since our heart flames have been given to abide within the brain structure of your physical bodies, you are in reality the children of the sacred fire. Now you must become the master presence of his freedom and his victory and his magnificent mastery over all manifestation. And so I wish to bring clearly to your memory the reminder that when we speak of the great cosmic purity and the sacred fire and its purity and its power over manifestation, will you try to always remind the intellect that which the outer world understands as purity is in reality love. It is the great central sun's heart flame of the perfection of life, invincible, eternal, forever expanding its own almighty divine plan to bring happiness and perfection and mastery to everything that exists. So when you think of the need of the world to overcome destructive forces, start with your fiery Christ, blue lightning purity, which is in reality the fiery Christ, blue lightning power of love from the great central sun that shatters apart everything that has been condensed into discord. So when relief and release is needed in the physical octave, begin always with your fiery Christ blue lightning purity and fiery Christ blue lightning power that enables the violet consuming flame to come into all outer conditions and bring its purifying love. It is purity, but it is purity's love. And people do not understand that when we speak of the sacred fire or the cosmic light or the cosmic power of the Ascended Master's octave, the human intellect interprets that according to the habits of the mind, of its own acceptance of what is in this world. And the same thing is true in the feeling. So if you can remind the intellect often to remember that everything that is eternal purity and eternal perfection, eternal mastery, and the eternal fulfillment of the divine plan is the sacred fire love from the heart of creation, you will understand how necessary it is to call these activities into every activity of the physical world that is of hate or discord or destruction of any kind. Because this is what must come, the fiery Christ blue lightning purifying love that shatters the focus of any destructive activity. And the violet consuming flame, as it enters in, compels the purification of all substance, energy, and consciousness, and returns the substance and energy back to the universal, charged with sacred fire, eternal purity. Now, fiery Christ, blue lightning, purity, and fiery Christ, blue lightning, love, from the mighty omnipresence of the ascended master's octave, especially the seven mighty element creation, is a combination that all mankind's evil put together cannot oppose, any more than the hordes of evil can take the sun out of the heavens. Try to remember that every time we offer you the use of our ascended master consciousness, our use of the sacred fire, our use of the power of mastery, which we have now become and which we have used to create this world and the conditions upon it which enable mankind to embody here, we are always using the sacred fire's purifying love. It is eternal purity and eternal love. For I tell you truly, you cannot have anything that is constructive in manifestation without love first. And that love is invincible purity first. And when things are not sustained, and mankind goes on, cycle after cycle, creating wonderful things that are allowed to come into manifestation, and then destructive forces consume them or destroy the civilization or desecrate the beauty and the perfection that some other part of life has created. I tell you truly, the consciousness in the intellect of unascended beings needs to be shocked and shattered loose from the destructive conditions, the consciousness that has bound the creative powers of the mind and the feeling into the service of destructive forces. And that just happens to be some of my service to the world. We are spoken of as the seven mighty builders around the throne. And we have built, we have created only that which is of perfection. We have created it by our power of sacred fire love, which is eternal purity. Therefore, whatever you're going to create in the physical world, it must begin with that. But if it is to be sustained for future use in the fulfillment of the great divine plan to expand perfection to bless all forever, there must come the fiery Christ blue lightning armor of protection around it in order to keep destructive forces from desecrating or destroying that which some other part of life has created to bless all who embody in this world. There's no such thing, beloved ones, as disobeying the cosmic law and then expecting only perfection in the future, or even desiring it, because the desire itself is in the emotional body and it comes into the energy of the feeling world. And if that is not purified, it is impure. And if it is impure, it's going to create discord and destruction in physical manifestation. Now, there's no such thing as breaking the law. Nobody can break the law of the universe. You can call it the law or many laws of the manifested universe that is filled with infinite manifestations throughout infinite space. There's no such thing as breaking the law. People break themselves by disobedience to it. But when you understand what the master control of energy and substance and consciousness is, in the physical octave, you will have to understand the reality of our existence and the power of the sacred fire that is our life loaned into your brain structure as the sevenfold flame of the seven mighty Elohim, to be the protection of your own heart's flame and be the protection of your creative powers of life. And when those creative powers are not used continuously to produce perfection, then the hour comes when we must withdraw, and when we withdraw, that the life stream passes through the second death. We are the sustaining sacred fire of all consciousness that produces perfection. We are the sustaining sacred fire's protection to everything that your beloved I Am Presence love has given into the outer self for use. And this needs to be understood by the intellect of mankind everywhere throughout the world. And human beings will not be free until they do understand it. But you are privileged beyond the rest of mankind to know it in advance of the time when the rest of mankind shall understand. You, who understand this, can use it in everything you do until there blazes into and around you our expanding focus of the sevenfold flame of the seven mighty Elohim, that on an instant's notice can go forth into the physical conditions of the powers and nature and forces of the elements and protect you. This is part of the sacred fire's protection of your life stream as you pass through this world and physical conditions arise that are stirred up or generated by mankind's discordant creations and misuse of the powers and nature and forces of the elements. Now, the same thing is true of the faculties of creation, the faculties in your mind, your ability to think, your ability to contemplate, to reason, to discriminate, to function in the mental realm. Our sevenfold flame of the seven mighty Elohim can prevent your intellect accepting human suggestions if you care to cooperate with us and call it into yourselves to lock the door of eternity against any connection with human consciousness. Thank you so much, precious ones. Won't you be seated, please? Just remain so. Now I come to give you assistance in the control of your attention. So often, you want to keep your attention on something that's constructive, and the first thing you know, it's contemplating everything else. If when you wish to control your attention, and then there seems to be interference by suggestions of human creation in the atmosphere about you or conditions in which you must function, if you will command your attention to be held on that which is the fulfillment of the Ascended Master's divine plan, their way, and invincible forever, and forever sealed within the protection of the sevenfold flame of the seven mighty Elohim, you will have very little trouble keeping your attention on that which is constructive and off of the things that have created your discord of the past because they connected you with them and they drew you into it before you knew what had happened. The attention is just like a weather vane. It just blows everywhere. And if you do not control it, then the destructive forces in the atmosphere about you will control it. But if you want to set the habit of overcoming the pull of human consciousness upon your attention, and not only in the intellect, but the pull of human consciousness upon your feeling, the energy of your emotional body, you will have to have it sealed within the fiery Christ blue lightning armor, as we've told you, of fiery Christ blue lightning purity of the seven mighty aim of creation, as well as your beloved mighty I am presence. This is part of the great cosmic law's blessing to you when it established the great law of embodiment and the seven mighty elm of creation offered their love and sacred fire to bless and protect every heart flame that has come forth from the great central sun to take embodiment in the physical world. So when it seems difficult, beloved ones, to overcome habits, whether they be in the emotional body, in the feeling world, or in the intellect, in the mind, remember, whenever it is difficult and you command and then you make such good resolutions and you break them so easily, you know that. Well, if you don't want to break them and you make the decision that your intellect, your outer intellectual consciousness, your mind and your feeling are sealed forever in the ascended master's fiery Christ blue lightning armor of indestructible protection against the acceptance of anything human, no matter where it comes from, you will find a feeling of peace and release coming into your outer consciousness. There will be such a relief. It'd just be like tons of pressure are taken off of your own physical body, your feeling world, the atmosphere about you. And more than that, it will help to cut away and keep cut away the interference with your affairs. Now, this has a threefold blessing. Protect your mind, protect your feeling and atmosphere, and to protect your affairs from being contacted by the hordes of evil that seek only to destroy or desecrate anything good that you create. This is the protection of your creative power, whether it be in the mind or the feeling or the spoken word or the physical things you do, matters not. If you don't protect it before it comes into this world, then it has no protection. Destructive forces can do anything to interfere with you. They can cause delay or opposition or misinterpretation or the warping of the consciousness, the distortion of that good which you started out to manifest. Then you find it does not come to a successful accomplishment. It is because it is not protected in the beginning. Now, the same thing is true of the sight and the hearing and the voice, all of which are some of my special services to the mankind of this world. And when you use any of your mental faculties or any of the powers of the mind or feeling, and you want that which is from your mighty I am presence and the ascended masters are gifts given to you, uninterfered with by the delay or opposition of outer world channels, then do not fail to seal everything in your being and world in The fiery Christ, blue lightning armor of the seven mighty element of creation. And this is the reason we gave it to you some time ago. To seal anything and everything that is constructive within the fiery Christ, blue lightning armor of our indestructible purity, which is our protecting love, to the perfection that your life stream wants to create and expand and render service in the outer world to the fulfillment of the divine plan. Now, if you set this into action, you can positively live a charmed existence so far as outer world conditions are concerned. And this is the source of miracles. Miracles are our way of life, uninterfered with by mankind. And I should think it's time you arrived at that point. Thank you so much. And now, one thing more. You must remind the intellect and charge it into the feeling that everything good in the universe has to come out of the sacred fire of love. And that's the only source of anything and everything that is constructive. The fiery Christ, blue lightning purity, is its protecting power. And the ascended master's sacred fire, sevenfold flame of the seven mighty Elohim, is a cosmic protection to anything and everything in this world that human beings wish to draw forth to produce perfection and render service to life that the ascension may be attained. And now, if I were you, I would charge, I would call to the seven mighty Elohim, your mighty Am presence first, always, and then to the seven mighty Elohim, to seal your opportunity to gain the ascension in this embodiment, in the ascended master's heart flame, the seven mighty Elohim's heart flame of indestructible fiery Christ, blue lightning protection, purity, and love, that you may accomplish your victory in this embodiment according to the divine plan and never fail. You could charge this in and around you with a definite command. We fill your beings and worlds with such sacred fire, fiery Christ, blue lightning, purity, and love, that it makes it impossible for you to fail in anything constructive that you attempt to do in the physical world. And if you will only set this into action, I tell you, beloved ones, it'll clear the way ahead of you. It will solve many of your problems in ways that seem magical to you. It will enable your mighty I Am presence to fulfill its divine plan through you and do it harmoniously and permanently, and that which you create can be made imperishable or self-luminous and left in this world to be a blessing to the rest of life that passes this way. And I tell you, it's the only intelligent way to live life. So from tonight, you will find it not only is imperative to keep calling this into outer physical conditions in and around your physical body first, your mind, your feeling, your physical flesh, and into the things of your world. Call this our sevenfold flame of the seven mighty Elohim, invincible, fiery Christ, blue lightning, purifying love, fiery Christ, blue lightning, purifying protection, and fiery Christ, blue lightning, purifying victory, that seals everything that you attempt to do in our sacred fire protection before you release it into outer physical conditions where the outer world could interfere with you. And you will find this will overcome delay, it will overcome opposition, it will overcome many, many, many things that you've struggled under and do not realize that you'll have to handle them before you start to accomplish something constructive. And this you will find is like a hand that goes before you and clears the way. And then when your mighty I Am presence wishes to bless you and bring forth through you something very unusual to bless the rest of life, it has a clear way and can be done easily, and you can only know happiness and the joy of success and victorious accomplishment wherever you go, with no failure and no mistakes. Now this will shut the door to mistakes. It will shut the door to everything that heretofore has caused your struggle, your limitation, and your misunderstanding of conditions that have made failure after failure and made re-embodiment necessary lifetime after lifetime. So now the pathway is wide open. There is only the light ahead, but the sacred fire of the seven mighty Elim of creation must be drawn in and around yourselves with our fiery Christ blue lightning purity, and the victory of our love, our protecting love, that forever closes the door against human creation connecting with that which you wish to do to fulfill the divine plan. And you will have peace and the pathway ahead of you free from obstruction and delay and constant disappointment. So, blessed ones, accept it, if you will, tonight. It is one of my great privileges to give into manifestation everywhere anyone will call it forth the sevenfold flame of the seven mighty Elohim, love and purifying protection and freedom from human struggle, and the almighty clearance of the outer self can clear the intellect, can clear the feeling, can clear your world, and can clear the world around you. So if you care to set this habit, we will watch, and every time there is another opportunity to release another flame, it shall be established around you till the sun presence of our sacred fire, victorious love, is complete around you for eternity. And this is part of our miracle mantle of the sacred fire's invincible protecting presence that prevents all wrong. So I hope from tonight you will accept it. We would like to clothe you with powers that enable you to go forth and give sight to others, to heal, to bless, to purify, to protect, and every bit of it has to come from the sacred fire. So if you care to accept, it is our privilege to give. If you care to use it, the power is without limit. If you care to give that service to the rest of life, your own victory is invincible and assured. So we commend you to the blazing sun presence ahead and its glorifying, victorious peace is yours for eternity, and love shall claim its own once again into the ascent of Master's octave. We thank you for eternity. Beloved, precious, mighty Cyclopean, clothe us in your sacred fire, luminous presence, and wherever we abide, make us the victory of your own heart's flame, your love, your light, your freedom, and your power, protection to all that is constructive. And wherever we abide, raise all into the victory of the ascension, wherever possible. We thank thee. To the brothers of the golden robe, the diamond heart, the blue flame, the white robe, and the indigo cape, we ask thy enfolding radiance to warm this radiation. Watch thou between each of us while we're absent one from another. Glorify us quickly with that limitless outpouring of such a set of masters, sacred fire love from the seven mighty elm of creation, that it forever clears the way ahead of us, clothes us with its miracle mantle of love's mastery, and compels its victory manifest wherever we abide the rest of eternity. And we thank thee, beloved Daddy, in the words of the benediction, charge us and clothe us in whatever you know enables us to hold steady within that sacred fire of love and purity, and to hold his protecting presence around all of this radiation for eternity. We thank thee. Thank you, beloved Daddy. Thank you, every being who has poured love to us since we left the great central sun. Now make us the outpouring of the sacred fire's indestructible, purifying love, protection, and victory from the seven mighty elements of creation. And wherever we abide, make it eternal to the earth, and the light expanding forever prevents human creation existence anywhere we abide. And to the seven mighty Elohim, the seven mighty Kamaras, the seven mighty Chohans, the seven great archangels, we call as never before for your enfolding presence. Clothe us in the sevenfold flame of the seven mighty Elohim. Beloved Arcturus, compel the unfed flame in our hearts to expand and become one with the sevenfold flame without, and cutting us free from all connection with the discord of the outer world, let us move in the world, but not of it, and pouring injuries, distress everywhere, the ascended masters and cosmic beings, especially the seven mighty Elohim, fiery Christ, blue lightning, purity, and let love have an opportunity to purify all things and raise all things into a ascended master perfection for eternity. And we thank thee. Thank you, precious ones. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you.
We love you. We love you. We love you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you.
Our beloved, my life and presence, Saint Germain, Jesus, Daddy, Father, and the great divine director, all the ascended masters, the angelicals, the cosmic beings, and the forces of the elements.
Our beloved Mama,
our beloved Donna Virginia, our beloved staff, our beloved messengers, all our beloved invincible, God, victorious attorneys and accountants, all of the group leaders and I am students throughout the world, and our own beloved United States of America, and the three Americas too, forever, forever, and forever. Thank you, precious ones. We add to that all we are and have or ever hope to be or have and raise it all. To our beloved, mighty, I am presence and all the ascended hosts, asking them to accept it, amplified without limit, and charging it with all the mightiest release possible of the seven mighty Elohim's purifying, fiery Christ, blue lightning, love, and peace. Blaze it everywhere till it consumes all mankind's frightful creation of evil, and may that blessed violet consuming flames, purifying love and peace, which the seven mighty Elohim direct, come everywhere into our city, our nation, and the world tonight, and release its purifying love and peace and freedom from human creation forever. And to all who govern the cosmic crystal cup, we ask you to flood forth all it contains into the outer use of those on this radiation. Expand it in worldwide victory to the annihilation of all war, all poverty, all impurity, all that is not of the light. And make those under this radiation the custodians of the wealth of the world to command and compel all on this earth, raised, purified, illumined, and used in the service of the light for the ascension of all, the original divine way. And to this end do we serve, till its victory has raised all into the ascended master's octave for eternity. Now as we return these physical flames to the great central sun from whence they came, We ask them to be our messengers and convey to the heart center of creation our heart's call for all the light, all the help, all the power, all the dispensations, and now all the mightiest cosmic concentration of fiery Christ, blue lightning, purifying love, the ascended host known is needed to purify and free our nation, and through that bring purity and peace and freedom to the earth for eternity, we thank. Now as we receive the blessing of eternal peace, may its sacred fire love from the seven mighty helm of creation blaze its indestructible victory around and to those under this radiation and all for whom we call them throughout America and the world for eternity. And we thank thee.
Peace. Peace. Peace be with you. Peace. 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 Perfect you. Peace. 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 Give you peace, that you may multiply it. For the Prince of Peace forever holds command.